Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Harmony, and today I'm thrilled because we have a really amazing guest with us. Her name is Michelle Drake, and she's going to share with us so many wonderful things about what she's been doing over the years. She's got, I think, 30 years experience in health and fitness. She's got quite a few different projects she's had on the go over the while. She's lived quite an amazing life. And I'm going to let her kind of give you a little bit more of an introduction to herself at this time. So we're so glad to have you with us, Michelle.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm really, really honored to be here as well. I think this is really important. You know, as everybody is living in a lot of fear, that we come together in a different light to be able to uplift, you know. So thank you for doing this for everyone. And yes, 30 years in wellness and fitness. And I've also been a freelance journalist in that time, in that avenue. Really enjoy all of that. I'm actually just about to embark on a new place with publishers again. So I might be doing freelance journalism again. Okay. And as you know, the online world kind of gives us that opportunity as well to bring out our writing skills and share that craft with the world as well. And everybody wants to write a book, so that could help with that too.
So anyone that's interested, reach out to Michelle after.
Yeah, by all means. And so right now I would say that the way that you are introducing to the world, like helping people out of dark spots, is very, very valid. A lot of us, you know, we try to candy coat everything and, you know, try to stay optimistic and everything is bright and rosy. But the truth is that there's a lot of heaviness and there's a lot of turmoil and there's a lot of vortexes that try to draw us in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. And if we completely ignore the fact that that's happening, then it's not going to really help elevate us. It's just going to kind of mask a situation. So I think being honest, open, and forthright, and then banding together as a society that is trying to elevate, that's what's going to be the strength in it, right?
Definitely. That's what's going to bring us and move us forward, right? Is standing in our darkness, owning it, saying, this is what's really going on in my life, rather than the pretty picture we all see on Instagram and Facebook, mm-hmm. and saying, this is where I'm at. And asking for that help or finding the help. And that's why the podcast is shifting in the direction it is, with the guests sharing, this is what I went through and this is kind of how I got out of it. And let me show you the way, type of thing, right? So I'm just going to ask a few icebreaker questions just to kind of let the audience get to know you.
Yeah.
So the first one is, what's your go-to boost your spirits song?
Oh, that's so funny because I absolutely love music. And I love music, but sometimes what's funny is that you know, sometimes it's the harmony or the beat that gets me. Sometimes it's the words. Because I used to just love like Rage Against the Machine before the kids were alive, right? And I used to laugh because, they'd be saying these really intense messages, but I wasn't picking up on that. I was just getting the beat and going with it. And then when the kids were born, I was like, oh, I can't be singing that. Or I remember there was this one, Pocket Full of Shells. Well, they're talking about ammunition, but I would be like, I got a pocket full of seashells, and just different things like that would make me would boost me up. But I've always been a little bit of a rocker. I really do like that avenue. Pearl Jam is one of my favorites, and you know, I've got all kinds of interesting likes as far as music goes, and I could never pick one song.
That's fair. You and I are soul sisters then. It depends on the day and the mood too, right? Because some days it's like, I want classical music, and then other days I want rap and rock and roll. And so I can.
Spotify is having a heck of a time with me. They're trying to make a playlist up that's just like, I've got meditation stuff in there from my restorative yoga classes. And then I've got, the whole spectrum's there.
That's awesome. So what is your favorite childhood memory?
Oh, that's a good question. My favorite childhood memory, I think, would have to be, we used to go to a cottage in Bracebridge all the time. And my gran and my mom were both, my mom was born in Trinidad, and they were always around the water a lot. Mm-hmm. And I like being around the water. I don't like being in it. Okay. Like, there's something about me. I love being around it. I love to put my feet in, but I'm not so keen on being in. And my mom and gran would get me really comfortable, like boating and stuff, with my dog.
Yeah.
Cottage. So that would have to be.
That's beautiful. Those memories with family are so important, especially if we are facing dark times sometimes, right? So thank you for sharing that with us today. Next question, who inspires you the most?
I'm going to say it's a combination of both of my kids, because both my kids are challenged in different ways.
Okay.
And both of them are, one of them feels very weak right now because he is bipolar and he's full of anger. So that one is, that challenges him though on a regular basis. And I know who he is in his core.
Yeah.
So I can see him working through his journey. It's a little slower than I'd like it to be. There's definitely things I would change. It's like I'm living with Charlie Sheen half the time, but in general, I watch him, his mindfulness, like, cause he does dissect things to no end, do you know?
Yeah.
And he actually, I think what's happened is he's such a massive empath that he just can't deal with the heaviness of the world.
Yeah, that's very common, for sure.
Yeah, and then you've got my daughter, who I would say is similarly like me, which is like a rock. Do you know, like, as in, so she got into a massive car accident in 2017 when she hadn't yet turned 16. And she lost a friend, and she ended up in hospital for 4 months. And she's still getting operations from it. But meanwhile, you know, she's not complaining. She's so strong. She's, there's so much that I look at her and I just admire, you know.
Yeah, definitely. That's beautiful. And just so the listeners are aware, we're on Zoom doing this. And I just want you guys to know Michelle's face when she talks about her kids is just so full of love and passion. And you can see that they're, in one sense, your greatest spiritual teachers. in another sense, like you really do admire them. So I love that your kids are the ones who inspire you the most, right? Because that's just a beautiful, almost like coming around as your children age. It's beautiful if they can inspire us, right? So yeah. Mind you, most inspire us from a very young age in various different ways.
Well, yeah, no, I've always been, those two have always got me, do you know?
Yeah.
And my son, when he was born right away, I knew, I was like, this guy's old. Like, do you know? Like,
old soul, yeah.
He's an old soul. Like, I remember he was about 2.5 years old, you know, just going to the washroom on their own, but still needing help and everything. Yeah. And I was mopping the floor and he called out for my help. And I said, hold on, Jack, I'm just finishing the floor.
Yeah.
And then like a few seconds later, I hear him go, are you coming anytime soon? I'm growing a beard.
2 years old.
And I was like, what? Like,
it just happened.
I was like, even if he heard that before, how did he know when to use it? Like, do you know, like, as in, it was so shocking and I just couldn't stop laughing. And he'd do things like that all the time.
Yeah, that's incredible.
All the time.
Yeah. That's incredible. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be so I feel abundant, right? But what I really want to be when I grow up is financially crazy abundant so that I can do all of the different ADD undiagnosed things that I have in my mind, because it does take the energy of money to help move that. And I've been a bit stagnated in that area. And because of my lack of focus, I have noted, I've not been able to break that cycle quite yet.
Okay.
So sorry, my lack of focus and lack of belief, I would say, I haven't been able to break it yet.
And I think that's a really huge point that you're making there, just to share with everyone, because lack of belief takes us out so many times. And not to discredit anyone in the online world, but a lot of times you'll hear people say, just be positive or just think positive, which is hugely important and very, very necessary. But it goes a little bit deeper than that too. When it's something like a financial belief that you've carried majority of your life or different things like that, it's kind of like you need to see it to believe it sort of thing too, right?
So. And I don't know how open-minded your listeners are, or
they're pretty open-minded. Yeah.
But here's the thing that I'm learning is that, you know, originally our family has a really incredibly rich history, meaning we were aristocrats, French aristocrats during the revolution.
Okay.
So we had to flee France. And we went to Trinidad.
Okay.
Now, in Trinidad, where they had fled the revolution, they owned everything. So they owned tobacco, cacao, sugar cane. Like, do you know, like, so.
Yeah, all the money-making endeavors.
They owned it all. They had padded silk walls. Their parties lasted a week. There's books written about them. There's paintings in museums. Do you know what I mean? It's all of that. They actually sold the cacao to Cadbury, which was kind of interesting.
That's interesting.
And yeah, it is interesting because I'm always addicted to sugar. I mean, chocolate as well. So I say it's in my blood.
Yeah.
So anyway, then we've got the fact that, you know, no one wanted for anything as far as money went at that point.
Right.
It was just lavish, right? Mm-hmm. And then the King of England had knighted one of our ancestors on the porch and everything, and there's a painting of it. And then his daughter is part of my bloodline.
Okay.
He had like 4 or 5 children, and his daughter fell in love with an interracial man. Okay. And at that time in history, it wasn't going over. Right. So she got disowned. And when he disowned her, it was from that moment in history that the women in our family struggled.
Right.
So all the way down the line, we had struggle. Come on. And I feel like this time round, I'm here to break that struggle.
Break that generational.
Yeah, I think that that's my purpose here.
Well, and it's interesting you bring that up, because what's coming through to me, I get intuitive hits sometimes, and it's all sounding, it's almost sounding like this idea of she basically had to choose love or money.
Yeah. Right?
And she chose love, but then that created lack of money. And then so the generational belief that's been kind of passed down is you either have to
choose. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I hope you are here to break it, because you don't have to choose. That's the beauty, as you said, being someone that believes in abundance, is you can have all of it.
Right.
It starts with the belief.
Yeah.
I should ask too, just because the listeners may be interested, where do you reside, or where are you from, Michelle?
I was originally born in Oakville, Ontario, Canada, and and now I live in Burlington, which isn't too far away from Oakville.
Yeah. We got two Canadians in the house, guys. That's awesome. So glad you shared that. And then the last big question before we get into the deep stories is, what does it mean to live a soulful life?
I think it's when I believe soulful is like, is it such much deeper level than just surface living or, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. It's kind of like, you know, it's when you place yourself in a happiness of being in service to others, then you start to recognize these deeper roots. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, as in, so your soul kind of shines through at that time. And again, we go back to the things that are driving our world, like money and things like that. And, you know, everyone's like, you know, do what you're passionate about, and da, da, da. And sometimes you sometimes have to compromise in different ways to find that. But in general, if you dig down deep, it's all about the soul.
I love that. I love your explanation of soulful living there, because each of us kind of has our own understanding, right? But ultimately, everyone I've met that I've asked that question of, because it's the Soulful Podcast and different things, that's my platform, I do ask people quite often, right? And ultimately, almost every single person comes back to that idea of service, living in service of others, right? Yeah. Because that's where we get the most of our freedom.
Yeah. And,
which is ironic, because you would think that through serving others, you'd feel drained and burdened and all this other stuff, but it has the reverse effect, right? So
yeah. You're hoping.
Exactly. If you're willing to, Michelle, will you share with us a dark night of the soul that you've gone through, more so than you already have, sharing about both your daughter and your son's difficulties? Like, my heart went out to you when you talked about your son's diagnosis and then your daughter's accident all at the same time. Like, that's a lot for a mom to take on. But if you could share with us something to do with a dark night of the soul, we'd really appreciate it.
So I think what's interesting is that, you know, we have dark times gonna come up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's not like they just go away.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, as in, they don't just fade away into oblivion. Like, they really don't.
Yeah.
They actually, you know, my grandmother and my mom used to always say things come in threes. And then I'd often notice that it would be like 6, 9, like, you know, it was like, oh my gosh. Right. Like,
yeah. When is this
more, gonna... right? Like, how many more things? And then you think that you're home free.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, whew, you know, or someone says to you, wow, you know, you just went through that with such grace.
And mm-hmm.
you're like, really? Because what other choice did I have? Like, you know, like, because I'd really like an option B. Like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. But I find that, and I often ask myself questions like, you know, haven't I learned that lesson yet? Isn't like, what? Why do I have to keep learning that lesson? I thought I learned that one, right? Mm-hmm. And then something else compiles, right? But my life literally, and not to belittle anybody else's, because I have been so, so thankful to always have my health. I think that's great that I've been able to be in this profession for that main reason, because I think without your health, you would just feel like you have nothing. Do you know, like, as in, because you don't have the energy, right, mm-hmm. to move through it. But I've always had my health, thank goodness. But I have had massive, like, I could write books and books and books about the things that I've gone through. Yeah. And I remember at a time where I was living in Port Hope. The kids were young. And I was going through a massively turbulent time in my marriage. Okay. And I realized that I had taken myself away from my entire support system. I'm out in the middle of the country, like on a 100-acre yard, beautiful mm-hmm. property. I'm not complaining about that.
Right.
The most amazing property. And the thing I remember the most about it was the ceiling in my bedroom, because I was so confused of what to do and where to go and how to maneuver and how to protect my children at the same time. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So when I did finally move away from there, mm-hmm. In the matter of a span of a few months, I went back towards Oakville. That's when I got a place in Burlington. Yeah. And then my friend's daughter passed away suddenly from an ectopic pregnancy. Mm. And then my mom passed away suddenly from an embolism at church on Mother's Day. Mm. And then my gran had lived with her for 40 years and she was 93. So we had to figure all of that out and sell all the houses and do this, that, and the other thing. And then my uncle passed away. So my grandmother had witnessed three of her children already die before her. Right. And then my gran passed away. Like, this happened in the matter of 8 months. Right. Wow. And and there was a lot to contend with as far as properties and the kids. And my ex at the time was just off the rails, do you know, like, not helpful at all, but in the opposite vein. And so that was another turbulent time. So that was in 2005, 2008, like around that, that area. So that's when I thought, oh, after I get through this, there's just going to be nothing that I can't deal with. Like, do you know, like, nothing. Yeah. And then 2017 happened, and that was pretty intense. Yeah.
Right.
So it's just, I think what I'm trying to get to with the reader or with the listeners, I mean, is that you just learn how to be, how to have a foothold. So you feel grounded, and then the tornadoes can happen all around you. But you start to learn how to self-care for your own mind, for your own body. Your physical body needs you.
Yeah.
And then you're able to deal with whatever comes your way.
Okay. And do you happen to have any suggestions for the listeners about ways that you were able to ground yourself in that eight months of tremendous grief and loss?
Well,
in 2017, when your kids were going through that.
Yeah. So, I remember very clearly during the one previous, the one I'd been speaking about with my mom dying, my grand dying, and everything else happening. It was funny because I gravitated towards, I've always loved crystals and things like that. And I gravitated towards a rough piece of citrine. Okay. And the citrine, it, you know, when Play-Doh, when you squeeze Play-Doh into your hand, it was that shape. It was like I just squeezed it into my hand. So it was funny because I walked around with that citrine for like the whole time. Like, I don't even know how I did things, like, you know, because I had it in my hand. And I would also take sea salt baths So Himalayan sea salt baths. And even if they only lasted 5 minutes, I would let it help me remineralize, because I know that I wasn't eating well, wasn't sleeping well.
Right.
Then, you know, like nothing, everything was just high stress. Nothing was giving up. Right.
Yeah.
And then this time I have to admit, and truthfully, if anyone wants the link for this stuff, I was studying things, like I was studying mushrooms and I was studying adaptogens and nootropics, N-O-O tropics.
Yeah.
All to do with brain health and the way we deal and contend with things and that. And then I kept thinking to myself, with all this knowledge that I'm acquiring, how do I know which mushroom to take when and how much and how am I going to take it? And da, da, da. Like, do you know, it was just so confusing. And I didn't know, is it a Chinese medicine doctor I go to, or what herbalist, or, you know. And then someone presented the fact that there was this line of supplements that was called, it was in the line of nootropics with adaptogens and mushrooms and whole foods. Okay. And it was just coming in from Europe to Canada. And so I ordered it, and it took almost 3 weeks to get to me. I was peaking for 3 weeks trying, because I was like excited trying to get to it. And right. I can honestly say, yeah, I've tried so many supplement lines in my life, not to band-aid, or I take that back, to band-aid it. Like, do you know, because right. I wasn't eating well, or I wasn't, you know, getting enough sleep, or I wasn't, like, I wanted something that was just going to kind of safeguard me, even if it was mentally, like placebo. I didn't care. Yeah. I just wanted something to, but every time I tried something, I'd be like, I don't know, I'm peeing a different color. I don't know. Like, you know, like as in, but this one, first day I started taking it, I have, have you ever heard of the Aura ring? It looks like this. It's just a little silver ring. Okay. But inside of it has a infrared technology, because I'm very sensitive to EMF, so I don't like Fitbits or Garmins or anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, this Aura ring is mainly focused on your sleep and your readiness for the day.
Okay.
And it also deals with things like body temperature, heart rate variability, things like that, right?
Wow,
yeah. And so it's interesting, because I was able to monitor how these supplements are working. Yeah. Through my ring, yeah. Right? So I was having days, like, you're supposed to get 100 on your readiness, like, ideally.
Yeah.
And I was having some of the days, and they were like 39, and I was like, what is going on? Like, do you know, like, this is brutal. And so then I finally get the supplements, and in days, it was like 88, 89, 90, like, and I was like, what? Like, so I did notice it. Like, it wasn't something that I went, oh, that's got to be wrong. Like, do you know, I was like, oh yeah, that's good. Right. Uh-huh. So I have to say that in this high stress time, especially because I'm going through one right now again, it has really benefited me.
Okay.
Like, really benefited me. So if anyone is interested in the link, I can give it to them when they're, if they DM me. For sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and you're going to be linked on all the episodes, so people know how to contact you. So,
yeah. So I am. I'm very happy with that. And the other thing that it comes with is, I don't know if you can see this, but your listeners, it's only on audio, but see that little, it's almost like a little tea bag in there.
Yeah.
So it's actually coral from the Okanagan River in Japan.
Wow.
And one of those little tea bags will remineralize and alkalize 8 gallons of water.
Wow, that's really interesting.
And I can taste the difference.
Huh.
And I don't want you to drink out of plastic anymore.
Yes, I agree with you. I usually have my glass one, but I was in a hurry before we recorded.
Okay, no worries, but no plastic.
But you're right. I do have to get rid of the plastic bottles.
No plastic.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I'd have to say that helped me as well. Like, as in just safeguarding my health with something that I know is going to help me balance out a bit.
Definitely. And I think that's so important, right? Like, when when we're in those moments of darkness or kind of almost like despair or just overrun and drawn and drained out and things like that, it's really important to pay attention to your health. And things are, like you said, I think it's interesting that your Oura Ring was reading 30. Yeah. Like your body is telling you, I'm not doing well right now. And what's the first thing a lot of us do? We're like, well, I'll just push through it. At least that's my thing. I'm always like, I'll push through it. And the last time I went through something, a friend of mine suggested some supplements. And what a difference, the level of resilience, just having some supplements to even out the homeostasis of the body.
Well, it's in the name, right?
Yeah.
Supplement. Like you need to supplement something in there, right? Like as in, you don't have to take it for your entire life. You just, you need to supplement to gauge your body, to bring it up into and elevate it because it's being depleted. And then the other thing I want to add is obviously friendships and connection with community. I mean, without that, I don't know how anyone survives.
Definitely. It's so important to have a support system, right? And we'll get to it more at the end, but both of us have Facebook communities that people can join and make new supports and things like that. Like, I don't even know how I, same as you, how I would get through the experiences I had in life or how you got through those things without a strong support system to say, like, we're here for you, or to let you vent when things are feeling really tough and you just need to get it off your chest. And it's so important to have those people to just encourage and support you, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes it'd be a kick in the butt.
Yeah, I was going to say also, you, what I really recommend in those groups is, because sometimes people can get bogged down with the venting.
Yeah.
That you want to know that you're only doing that so that you can lighten yourself up to elevate. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so important. I'm glad you mentioned that, because people can't, I used to for sure, get stuck in the downward cycle of the complaining and the venting. And that just sends you further down, right? You right. need to, like you said, you've got to
help. Heavier and heavier. You can't get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is the best piece of advice that you've ever been given in your life?
A month before my mom died, we were driving. And she loved magnolia trees.
Mm.
And it was May. And the magnolia trees were all blooming.
Oh, that's so
and cool. I was going through one of the roughest times I had ever gone through with my ex, right? Like he was being horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was venting about it. And mid-sentence to my venting, she's like, oh, look at that beautiful magnolia tree, right? And I was like, are you kidding me? I said, I am sharing some of the most harsh things of my life with you right now. You're gonna cut me off and tell me to look at a tree, right? And then and she said, she goes, she said, sweetheart, I am hearing everything you're saying, and I feel for you in every respect. Mm-hmm. She said, but you have to recognize that if you don't notice the beauty around you, you're going to miss it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So that would be it.
Your mom is a very, very beautiful, wise woman.
And, yeah, she and definitely was.
I'm very sorry for all those losses you experienced at that time. That's
well, you know, it's funny. I was listening to Think and Grow Rich this morning with Napoleon Hill on an audiobook. And it just happened to be at a spot that was talking about death.
Okay.
And they said, you know, death is a necessity. Like as in, if it wasn't, then it wouldn't happen to everyone.
Right.
Like as in, like,
good point.
Necessity. And they said the only thing certain in our human world or in our experience is matter and energy.
Right.
And neither one can be created and neither one can be destroyed.
Mm.
It can only be transformed.
Yeah.
So in death, it is a form of energy where you can either feel that you go into a different realm and transform, or you've gone into a deep sleep and there's nothing to be scared of.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So I thought it was a pretty profound lesson to you know, hear today.
Definitely. And so needed to hear too, right? Because we can get so afraid of death or upset by death, but that's a really great perspective to change it to. Thank you.
Yeah.
And what is one thing that you would like to say to the listeners to support them in living a soul-led life?
Okay. I think that what a lot of people need to recognize is that in order to be of service to others, they have to first take care of themselves.
Mm, yes.
So I think that a lot of people see that as being selfish, where it's actually selfless.
Thank you. Yep. Mic drop right there. So important. But yeah, that's definitely important. People do often see it as selfish, but it is selfless because you can't give from an empty cup.
No.
Like I heard it, I think it was yesterday, someone was saying, I can't remember who said it, if it was Oprah or somebody else, but they said, or maybe it was Maya Angelou, you have to give from the saucer to other people, right? Because if you have a teacup, your cup, you're the cup, you're overflowing onto the saucer and you give the saucer because otherwise you're too drained to help others.
Help others. Okay, that's cute. I haven't heard that one yet.
And then I guess at this point, because this has been an amazing conversation, I'd like to open it up for you to share with the listeners any offers that you might have going right now or where they can find you. Because sure. I think lots of people may want to connect with you to move further down their journey.
Well, I'd love that. Now, two things I'm going to mention, because I do have too many things on the go, but I have a few things that I'm pretty focused on. One of them on Facebook, there's a group that we started called Abundant Life and then / Travel Freedom. Now, I know that right now the travel area has been coming to a halt with the scares of the virus, but that does not change the fact that we could have fun in our backyard. There's a lot of fun and recreation. There's a lot of different activity. And in that group, I do provide a lot of value, like how to boost your immune system, different stretches for sitting too long, like things like that, right?
Yeah.
And so I would invite everyone to come on there. And as a gift from yourself, in retrospect, we'll be able to give them a code that they can use for life to help save up to 35 to 50% off of what they would find online for travel.
That's amazing.
So that I'd welcome you all too. And also if anyone is interested in the supplements, I'm offering some free coaching around it. So not just in the supplement, but in the actual physical activity around it to help. We'll be doing yoga classes, some restorative stretch, some different things to keep our muscles generating some good circulation. So they're more than welcome to DM me at that point, and then I can show them how to get. I'll give them the workbook and get them the link for those supplements, and then take them through.
That's wonderful. And thank you so much for that amazing offer for the travel. That's incredible to have 35% off. That's a big deal.
Big deal.
And of course, this time right now, people might be going, well,
I can get 70% off.
I love that you said too, and I didn't realize this, that it's a lifetime thing, right? So yes,
yeah.
Not everyone wants to travel right now, but they can have some fun in their backyard. And then maybe next March break, they want to go away and they've got that amazing.
And there are deals for activities that are
okay
for you. And if you're in the States, they have like $11, you pay for $100 worth of restaurants, meaning 18,000 restaurants. So you get a $100 restaurant card for $11 on this link and stuff.
Wow, like that's amazing.
Very neat. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of neat stuff with it. That's why I got involved in it. And it's also the way that we are going to be providing some really great luxury worldwide retreats when travel comes back into play.
Yes, and I can't wait to hear more about that. It's going to be pretty amazing.
It will be fun.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us today, Michelle. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Loved it.
And I'll make sure to put all the links that you've shared in the comments at the top when I post this onto social media. And again, you've been an incredible guest. And thank you so much for your vulnerability, for your strength, and for your courage.
Oh, thanks, man. And yourself as well. And I look forward to meeting this daughter of yours.
Yes, you will. Everyone that knows me knows Trinity. She just stands out in this world. So we will definitely have to meet.
Yeah, love that.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope everyone has a fabulous week. Remember, lean in to get soulful.
Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics, or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.